With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The U.S. and Iran are locked in a standoff over the Strait of Hormuz. Iran today firing on a ship trying to pass through. That escalated tensions. The U.S. continues its blockade of Iranian ports, even as Iran restricts passage through the strait. Meanwhile, questions remain about the stability of the ongoing ceasefire, but Pakistani officials reported progress today toward renewing talks and getting the deal solidified. China, meanwhile, says it's willing to take custody of that highly enriched uranium that needs to get out of Iran for President Trump to agree to a lasting peace.
China is open to taking possession or downgrading some 970 pounds of enriched uranium that President Trump says must be removed from Iran as part of a deal to end the war. At the moment, it appears President Trump wants the U.S. to take custody of the material that is believed buried under nuclear sites badly damaged in an American bombardment last June. But China, which is Iran's biggest trading partner, is signaling it would be open, if asked by Washington and Tehran, to take the uranium or downblend to levels that could be used for civilian applications. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Senator Tom Cotton says he is deeply disappointed with the treatment of the U.S. by its NATO allies when it comes to the conflict with Iran.
It's one thing for a European nation to say, you know, this is not our fight. We didn't support this. This is not within NATO's treaty boundaries. We're not going to go to the Middle East and fight with you. Well, it would be nice if some would. That's one thing. It's a whole different kettle of fish for those NATO nations to say to America, you can't use our airspace. And by the way, you can't use the bases that we have here.
An American delegation has met recently with Cuban government officials on the island nation. It marks a renewed diplomatic push, even as President Trump has threatened to intervene in Cuba, and its leader said this week his country is prepared to fight if that's what should eventually take place. This is SRN News. The Grahams have some traveling in their future, as Michael Harrington reports.
Franklin is scheduled to preach the gospel on May 30th and 31st at the Festival de Esperanza in Madrid, an event being organized by Spanish churches and to include performances by Michael W. Smith and other contemporary Christian music stars. Meanwhile, his son Will Graham is slated to preach May 4th and 5th in Shikoku, Japan. The younger Graham says, quote, God is doing something wonderful in Japan. I believe God's heart is for the next generation of Japanese that will choose to follow him and lead others to him. Michael Harrington reporting.
Election races for local school boards, long ignored by both voters and journalists, have become big news lately. The races are hotly contested in many states as they have become forums for debates over transgenderism, LGBT books, and religious freedom. For that matter, the races have attracted a lot of attention in contentious districts in Wisconsin, Missouri, and Oklahoma. This is SRN News. A group of House Republicans is rejecting the president's request to renew a controversial surveillance program without revisions, to the law. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The president wanted a clean 18-month extension of FISA, which U.S. spy agencies use to collect and analyze communications, without a warrant. Several Republicans pushed for greater protections for Americans and voted down the measure. They also rejected a middle-of-the-night compromise from the House Speaker, which some GOP lawmakers said wasn't strong enough. In the end, the House approved a temporary 2-week renewal of FISA. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And oil prices retreated yesterday amid better news about what's going on in the war with Iran, and that sent stock prices way up. The Dow closed up by 868 points, NASDAQ up 365. More at SRNNews.com.